Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open modestly higher today thanks to follow-through buying, light short covering, and cash premiums. The hog issues seem likely to open moderately higher, supported by bull spreading interest and Wednesday's jump in carcass value. Now, cattle buying interest should start to warm up here sometime today, possibly taking a few small steps toward asking prices of $130 in the south and $200 to $205 in the north. Light trade volume is evident in several areas where prices lower than last week. Yet our guess is that packers will find it necessary today or tomorrow in order to secure slaughter numbers needed to cover short-term production plans. Hog buyers are expected to begin work today with steady weak bids. Ready numbers should tighten next month, but packers just don't act very nervous about that possibility. Saturday slaughter is expected to total close about 43,000 head. Lean futures should open moderately higher this morning thanks to light bull spreading interest in Wednesday's surge in carcass value. Well, in the grain, soybeans closed sharply higher yesterday with nearly a two-year high for a lead month as soybean meal surged to set more contract highs as worries about supplies from Argentina brought buyers into the market. Corn finished higher, helped by gains in soybean meal despite beneficial rain this week in the Midwest. Winter wheat finished a few cents higher as severe storms the next few days in the central and southern plains could damage the crop there. Now again, winter wheat was a little bit higher yesterday while spring wheat was about unchanged. The storms moving through the central and southern plains have raised concerns about possible damage. Texas wheat was 6% harvested as of Sunday, and that state said rust and hail were problems in some areas. Harvest, though, has not started yet in Kansas. Corn settled about 7 cents higher yesterday, with July at a 10-month high for a lead month, as talk circulated of improving export demand. A Reuters report said Israel bought 108,000 metric tons of optional origin corn that may be sourced by the United States. A complete check on the futures coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, looking at the closes on the futures yesterday, live cattle futures for July down up 15 cents, 118.15. August up 22 cents at 113.40. August feeder cattle up 57 yesterday, 142.67. September was up 77 at 141.55. July hogs up 50 cents at 80.17. And July was up 45 at 79.82. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, hard red winter wheat for July up 4.5, 451. September up 4 cents at 466 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, July was up 2 cents at 466, and the September was up 2.25 cents at 477 and a quarter. July corn up 7.25 at 404 and 3/4. September up 7.25 at 407 and a quarter. July soy was up 30.75 cents at 1085 and a half. August up 28.75 at 1081 and 3/4. July cotton's up 67 at 63.57. October's up 41 at 63.52. Crude oil for July's up 56 at 50.12. August up 54 at 50.49. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.